podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the Donny Review system, Diogis. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're at Ciccone's in Mayfair. We just had a lunch with yourself, Frank, and Daniel Dubois. We'll come on to Daniel in due course. Frank, when I spoke to you yesterday, when I left your office, this fight was still potentially on in your view. You were going to have a call with Alex Krasiuk to try and resolve it. What happened from there?
As you know, or some people may be aware, Talk Sport, Jim White and Simon Jordan's show, we were both on it and it was agreed, and he accepted Alex on there, but he didn't need 15 minutes to go through all the problems. He accepted on Mother's Day last Sunday that we had a call with four lawyers on, that there was only one outstanding point at that stage, which was the rematch, which Tyson agreed to on Sunday to do the rematch. On the Monday, I think they talked about terms, the lawyers, whatever. And then we got an email off of Aegis. Aegis, do you want me to read it to you, what he said?
Yeah, sure.
I've got to find the bloody thing. One second. It takes me ages to find all this stuff. You'll have to go and Aegis. Right. Give me a minute and I'll find it. Mate. Sorry about this.
That's all right. No,
right, he sent. Oh, bollocks.
This is like a Talk Sport ad break.
Hang on, mate. There's a fucking lot. Right, here we go. So, we got an email off him on the 21st, late afternoon. Basically, said, gentlemen, hope I'm going to read it as it says, not there. Hope you are all okay. I am not going into details as well start to blame or point a finger to anyone, but would like to officially to announce what Team Usyk is out of further negotiation regarding April 29th fight. You guys can put your pencils down. We will speak in the near future.
So that was a Monday at 4:30 UK time.
See it? Right, that's it. So that's the first I heard and was aware this was dead. Then, the next day on TalkSport, Alex Krasiuk went on there and said about all these outstanding points, which I was asked to go on TalkSport, and I said, I'll go on there, but you get him on as well, which they did. And Alex confirmed on there, I've got to find this as well, he confirmed on there that that there weren't, he didn't need the 15 minutes because we dealt with all that on a Sunday.
Why has he said that?
I don't know. You've got to ask him. You know, that's what he said. I can only tell you what he said. And he also said on there, he said that that was the outstanding point. And now that we're both on there, so you're hearing both of us, there's no, he said this, I said that. We were saying how it was. And Alex, I'm going to read this. It's pretty annoying, but I'm going to say it. First of all, when this fight came about, Tyson said, you want this fight, the terms are 70-30. That's what he said, yeah? And they came back and said, we accept that.
Yeah.
So we didn't negotiate. They said, we accept it.
As long as Tyson gives $1 million to the Ukraine.
Correct. And that was where we were. And we dealt with that on the Sunday where Tyson, where I said, oh, Tyson doesn't want to get into political situations, but I'll have a bet with you, and the loser puts the million in. So, no problem. And we dealt with it in another way. It was all dealt with. That was out of the way. The only outstanding issue was, as I said. So, Alex, on air, said to Jim White, he said, Jim, I want to thank Frank and Queensbury for making everything possible Everything was in their power to the same, like it was in our power. This is not their fault. They are having the client who is Tyson Fury. We are having our client, Oleksandr Usyk. We are here to supply the demands of our clients. I'm only reading this as it says. Of our fighters, and Frank did trust me. He did everything possible to make everything happen. He then went on to say, only the good Lord can give 100% guarantee from this perspective. We now have, this fight is not going to happen on the 29th. Maybe some miracle could happen, but this, at this point, I am really sincere. I am not trying to play games. It is what it is. So, like Igis said, Yugi's camp have pulled the plug out. Well, then I said, can we talk? Yeah, the guy said, can we get it? I said, let's talk after this. And the gym went, well, what's he going to say? I said, I don't want to do this on air. We will talk privately. And then Alex said, listen, Usyk is prepared to come the undisputed. The rematch clause was something that never had been under discussion. It became a discussion when Tyson Fury went onto Instagram. At this point we are now, Usyk came up very clearly, said he accepted the 70-30. But you have to accept a donation of $1 million to the People's Creation, which I've just dealt with. So that was his demands. There's no demands from Tyson.
Can I just pick you up on there on something? Yesterday when I spoke to Alex Krasuk, I said, why don't you forget about the rematch, go and beat Tyson and take the WBC belt. And he said, yeah, that's fine, but we want to do it on a 50-50 split for the first fight. I said, well, you guys have accepted 70-30 on the condition that Tyson pays £1 million to the Ukraine. And he said, no, the condition is in the rematch, Usyk gets 70-30 if he wins. When did that point come in from Alex into the negotiation?
We didn't negotiate. We sent through, as I said on the Monday where we were, we never got to negotiations. Let me finish this first one. He said his demand. So Tyson chose to hear the first part of it and didn't want to hear the second. That's not true. We dealt with it on the Monday, on the Sunday. This is just a small thing, which it is, right? Because it was dealt with. I mean, it's nothing to do with Queensbury or Frank. It's just a matter of how Tyson estimates himself. Well, I know what his value is, and he's got an estimation of his value. Listen to this. I'm not even blaming him because it is what it is. You ain't blaming him. That's not my words.
Tyson.
Sit back. Listen to what he says.
He's not blaming Tyson.
That's what he says. And I ain't saying it. That's what he says. Go and play it back. It's available to people who want to actually use these and hear what's said. And at the end of the day, we did our best to make it happen. And it's a big, and it is a big. And then he says, I cannot express my disappointment. But this fight is not happening. So we never pulled out. So after that, there was an exchange of, I rang him, and there was an exchange of messages saying, can we wait till Igis is up, because he's based in the States and have the call. We got onto the phone. We didn't even negotiate. Igis said he's out. He said he's out of camp. He was training in Turkey, and he's gone back to the Ukraine. And he's in Kiev. That's what he told me. So to travel to Kiev and be in Kiev, if he was, you don't just get on a plane and fly there, because there's a no-fly zone. So you have to get to Poland and get a train, which is like a 10, 12-hour journey to get there. So it was out. They didn't want it. They didn't want it. And I think it all changed dramatically. I think it changed because they feel that the fight can go on in November, December. They feel that Saudi Arabia have put up a lot of money for them. And I get where they're at. And let's all be honest, the rematch for them is all about money. Even if they'd accepted where we were, they get more money than they do for fighting anybody else. Who are they going to fight? Where are they going to get some money? Unless Saudi Arabia pump and throw a lot of money at him. Anywhere else, who's he going to fight? Hergovic? Even Daniel? Or Joe? He ain't going to get the type of money as fighting Tyson or having a rematch with Tyson. You know, he said about Tyson, he doesn't do any business on pay-per-view. Tyson Wilder, I've got these in front of me now. He fights in the States and the UK. 1, 2, 3 fights. They drew more than 3 million subscribers punters, pay-per-view buys. That's what it drew. His fight with Dillian White last year was the highest grossing... His fight last year with Dillian White was the highest grossing pay-per-view event to take place in the UK. It beat Usyk and Joshua. That is a fact of life. You know, Tyson brings a lot of value, and he makes money from fighting Tyson. You know, it's like people when they go and fight Canelo. They don't get, they don't even get 80-20. Nowhere near it. They don't get it because he delivers, because he's got people buy. Tyson, when he fought in the States against Wilder, he fought, he broke box office records in Nevada for a heavyweight title fight. What does Usyk deliver in America? Nothing. Nothing. You know, him and Joshua, what did it do in America? Nothing. No business.
As far as I know, Usyk hasn't been on pay-per-view in America before.
On subscription. Well, he's not been on pay-per-view, and he's delivered nothing on pay-per-view, is what I'm saying. He's not been on pay-per-view. But the point I make, I like Usyk, is a good fighter, I like it. But we're in a situation where it's a commercial situation. This is a cop-out. This is a cop-out. He said, Usyk, at the beginning, I want this fight. It's not about, I don't care if it's Tyson, I want the belt. That's his words, not mine. And those are the words that he's not sticking to. He had the opportunity. They said we'd take the 70-30, but the fight's got to take place on the 29th. I didn't think Tyson would be ready by the 29th. My opinion. I really didn't. I wanted to push it back, and they thought that Tyson would be ready, and we get back to arguing about the split. They called his, what they felt called his bluff, but he said, I'll fight on that day. I'm available. And it went cold after that. That's the truth of the matter. I mean, how can people have a go at Tyson Fury about not being a warrior? I mean, do me a favour, for God's sake. As much as Usyk's been on the road, so has he. So has he.
Why did they think Tyson wouldn't be ready for the 29th, Frank?
Because he had an injury. I mean, he said it after his last fight. He had an injury. And there was a problem. But he said he'd be okay. And he's been in training for 3 weeks now. He's had sugar in. He's got his sparring partners in. And he's been training hard. You only got to look at him. He's fit as a butcher's dog.
Right, so yesterday, there was only one issue in the public's eyes and yours eyes and Alex's eyes. He wanted 70-30 for the rematch, Alexander Usyk. Tyson was saying, even if I lose, I'm only giving you 50-50. So was there not a conversation between you and Alex yesterday? Let's just meet in the middle at 60-40. No?
They said he's out.
So they literally pulled a plug on you, is that what you're saying?
They said he's out. We haven't withdrawn Tyson. They said he is out. They said he's back in Kiev. He'd come out of camp. Now, I've read you what they said on Monday, and it didn't change yesterday. We didn't even get to a discussion about it. He had gone back to Kiev.
Now, the stipulation was the rematch clause split. Why did Tyson, even if he lost the fight at Wembley on April 29th, why did he deserve 50-50 still? Tell me.
Because he's the one who delivers the gate. He's the one who, the only reason these fights, the only, look, it's really simple. Don't fight Tyson. Go and fight all the other guys and see what your money is. Fight Tyson and see what you earn. Canelo. Go and fight one of the other champions. Don't fight Canelo. See what you earn when you fight Canelo. He gets more money losing against Tyson than fighting anybody else. If you take, and you know, he earned all this money in Saudi. Yeah, he did. But that's a one-off. And you can't fight in Saudi with Tyson until December. And the governing bodies, as you well know, and do you want me to read out the letters from WBC?
What does the WBC say?
WBC. This is from Mauricio Suleiman on the 22nd of March. The WBC does not rely on media reports. However, there are multiple reports stating that the issue stopping Fury Usyk fight is the rematch clause, which is a fact. Yeah?
Yes.
You all agree to?
Yeah, correct.
If that is accurate, it will be a sensitive matter as the WBC cannot guarantee that a rematch could be accepted due to the mandatory status of the division. And as I stated in my latest letter of Friday, I am certain the other three organisations do have pending mandatories. I know they do, because two of them are our guys. I know Hergovich wants it. So the rematch wasn't going to be for all the belts.
So the only chance of undisputed was on April 29th, not in a rematch.
I mean, well, they're from them, they're not me. I'm not making these things. You know, even when we're making the fight, we've got one from the WBA here saying, if you don't make the fight by the 1st of April, and they put that out publicly, then he's got to make his mandatory defence against Daniel. And Daniel ain't stepping aside. And Daniel is ready to fight. They think, this is what I feel, they feel that Daniel's not going to be ready to fight. He said it on your interview yesterday, yeah. They fight the mandatory because he don't feel, and he went on to talk about his own leg injury, because they think they're going to go out there to Saudi and fight Wilder. That's what I feel is the position. Wilder was out there for the Tommy Fury fight. That's what this is all about. That's the truth of it.
Frank, you did say on TalkSport a while ago, I can't quote you exactly when it was, but you did say this fight is simple to make, it's 50-50.
I did, because we thought it was going to take place in Saudi, because that's where we were told it was going to take place.
Usyk people agreed to deal in Saudi, you guys didn't.
They'd done their deal, and we didn't. But no, they couldn't do the date. He had a deal, and his contract expired with them. The option they had expired with Usyk for what they were going to pay him in February. But they couldn't put a fight on in February, and they couldn't put it on in April. You were out there. What did they? I mean, you was out there. What did they say? The fight can't go on until November or December when the new stadium's built. Is that right? Or am I
correct?
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, they couldn't do it now because obviously Ramadan now.
Well, we know Ramadan, but they could do it in April. Maybe they said they can't do it now. They want to do it in the new stadium. That's what we were told, categorically.
So, you said that Daniel Dubois is ready to go. Daniel Dubois has told us he's ready to go. So, are you saying this whole thing has been a ploy because they believe they'll get a fight with Deontay Wilder in Saudi Arabia and step around Daniel Dubois?
I think that was the original. I think to start off with, they felt it was going to take place in Saudi. Then I feel that they knew it wasn't going to take place, as we were told by the people in Saudi. It wasn't going to happen until the end of the year, and I think they accepted all this stuff thinking Tyson wouldn't be available to fight on the 29th. That's what I feel about it. Tyson's been in training. This fight is not happening because of this rematch bullshit.
We actually haven't heard from Tyson Fury until about 10 minutes ago. He's put a video out on Instagram. Okay, I think there was a lot of expletives in there.
Whatever he said, but these, you know, Tyson's pissed off. I'm dealing with the facts. Everything I'm saying is a fact. They're facts, backed up by letters from BCBA, backed up by the transcript of what was said on TalkSport. We're not to blame, Queensbury not to blame, and Tyson's not to blame. It is what it is. Not my words.
Alex Crassus has said that. I agree with you, but if you go online, the public are saying that you and Tyson are completely to blame for this.
Think what they like. It's a free country. I'm just saying what the facts are. You know, the facts are what they are. Go for those people. Go and tune in to TalkSport. Listen, not the fanciful stuff that's being said. Listen to what is being said by Alex. I'll read it again if you want. Queensbury not to blame. Frank Warren's not to blame. And Tyson's not to blame. It is what it is. Usyk at that stage weren't even training camp. So what's the point of saying let's have a chat afterwards? He weren't even in training camp. He'd gone. He'd left his training camp.
I know you've touched upon the pay-per-view numbers, but this was a massive subject that Alex Krasik was bringing up to me last night when talking about, you know, who deserves what in the rematch, etc. You've talked about the commercial power that Tyson has with Gates. We've seen that at Wembley with Dillian White, at Tottenham in the winter with Derek Chisora. I don't have the pay-per-view numbers for BT. I don't have Usyk's pay-per-view numbers with Chisora on Sky, but he's adamant that Usyk's pay-per-view numbers and Tyson's pay-per-view numbers, there's not worlds apart in there.
Let me just say something. This is about the money generated around the world. And with the greatest respect, they've got terrible things happening in Ukraine. There's no money generated from Ukraine, for obvious reasons. You used to sell the rights to, for those rights used to be sold to Ukraine and Russia. No money, no big money. It is what it is. The money generated for this fight, to make this fight happen, is the US and the UK. I've just read out to you the numbers for the Wilder fight, the three fights, over 3 million buys. I've just told you what the box office was. The box office record last year was Tyson against Dillian White, which beat Usyk and Joshua. Beat it.
The rematch of the first fight with Usyk and Joshua?
Beat both of them, yeah. But last year, that's where it beat. Beat both of them. Fact. And let me tell you something. What is Usyk going to get on a pay-per-view if he weren't fighting Joshua or fighting Tyson? You're going to fight, you know, like Bekele? Is he going to fight Hergovic?
Or even your guys, Daniel and Joe?
They won't generate the money at Tyson fights, fighting Daniel and Joe. Hold my hands up to that. I get that. Understand that. Of course I do. It won't get that. It will not generate anywhere near the numbers that you get for fighting Tyson. But they ain't tuning in because of him. The main attraction is Tyson. Whether people who I'm saying, say that, you know, oh, that's wrong, it's a fact. Because the fact is, the numbers I've just told you are what they are. Tyson broke the box office record at Wembley. Broke it by far. Biggest ever grossing event. Not boxing event. 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 All event.
What about those people who say that Usyk brings three belts to the table, Frank?
He brings three belts to the table. He might not have three belts now he's pulled out of this. He's got to have these mandatories. Who knows where he's going to go?
What's the split?
He's 38 years of age. If he's got to have the all, if these mandatories are all ordered and he doesn't vacate the belts, he'll be 40.
What's the split to your understanding going to be for Usyk Dubois with the WBA?
Whatever they determine, we go with it.
If you had to have an estimate, Frank.
Well, he's as the WBA champion, it should be more than the norm, which is normally 75-25, so it should be more than that.
You're pushing for 30 or 35%?
I'll do what I've got to do for my men, same as anyone does. That's who we represent.
And negotiations with Alex Krasik are going to begin very soon for Usyk Dubois?
Got to. We've been ordered to discuss it, to begin discussions by the WBA.
And let's just say he doesn't fight Daniel Dubois. To your understanding, does Daniel Dubois become full world champion?
He's stripped. There's nowhere to go with this. He fights him or he's stripped. And then after that, the IBF will jump in and say the Hergovic fight's got to be made.
Yeah. Frank, can I just get your reaction to, I will have to ask you this, on Sky Sports the other week, Martin Bekele said that he both sparred Alexander Usyk and Daniel Dubois and stopped the pair of them. More specifically about Dubois, your guy.
Who's here today, and funny we were talking about it, he has no recollection of that, and I don't believe he did. And you know what? Who gives a monkey's? I'll tell you what, dude. Make Bekele and Usyk and see what that draws.
Moving on. I know you wouldn't have had this conversation with Tyson Fury because everything's collapsed yesterday, but in the forefront of your mind and from your point of view, what would you like to see him do this summer?
I'm not going to go in there at the moment with that Umar because he's, you know, he's been training hard for this for the 29th. That's all fallen by the wayside. And it's not appropriate for me to be talking. You know, let him, he's got to settle himself down. I don't know what he wants to do. He may not want to fight again. Who knows what he wants to do? I have no idea at this stage.
Obviously, April 29th, he's not going to box. That's clear.
Absolutely, that's dead in the water.
If he does, but I know you said he could retire. We'd never know with Tyson. But if he were to box, we are looking at what? Wembley in July, maybe? Is that realistic?
If he's going to fight, then he'll want to get out. I mean, he's fit, he's well. But it won't be until sometime in May or June. If he does.
Andy Ruiz put a poster out yesterday, Frank. I don't know if you saw. Andy Ruiz Jr. calling out Tyson.
I haven't seen it. Do you know why they call him out? Because it's money. That's where they earn the money. That's why they call him out.
Your guy as well called him out. Joe Joyce said, I'll jump in if I beat Zhang. But is that a fight that you can make, Fury Joyce?
It's a fight down the road. I'd love to make. Joe's got to get over Zhang on the 15th. Let's see what happens after that fight. That's why they call Tyson out. Because Tyson brings brings revenue. It gets these guys, it gets, you know what they earn? They get their pension money.
We'll have to ask you as well, Frank. Everyone was throwing their name in the hat. Eddie was on our channel yesterday, said, I want to sit down with George Warren if he beats Jermaine Franklin on April 1st. He said, the deal in principle was done in December. I want to get this done with Joshua and Fury, he said.
It was, what, they're admitting something now. Wow, see how they changed that? Now it was in principle. It was done, and it was very disappointing. We wasted a lot of time on it. But Frank Smith, as I keep banging on about, which was on IFL, and if you want to, you listeners or viewers want to download it, he said the fight could never happen because he weren't ready to fight. Not my words, his words. And he never had a trainer. Is that right?
He said that to me, yes.
And he said it to your viewers. But everyone disregards that and blames Tyson. It's ridiculous.
Is that something that you're open to or not?
It's not what I'm open to, it's what Tyson's open to. He's the boss.
Okay, Frank, is there anything you'd like to add about this situation? Anything you want to get off your chest?
Yeah, but I can't do it on air.
On that note, thank you for your time, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Sports Social Podcast Network.